Welcome to the Infrastructure Show. I'm your host, Professor Joseph Schoffer of Northwestern University. The Infrastructure Show is designed to present to listeners the reality of America's infrastructure, its condition, why it is the way it is, and what can be done about it. We gratefully acknowledge contributions to sustain the Infrastructure Show from Dr. Robert Peskin, Dr. Raymond Ellis, and Andrea and Ron DeFeo. Accelerated Bridge Construction, or ABC, is a fast-track approach to building bridges intended to minimize disruptions to traffic and to communities. How can bridges be built or rebuilt quickly? Does it really work? Is ABC a new discovery, or has it been around for a long time? To discuss these issues, we're talking with Professor Atorad Azizi-Namini of Florida International University, who directs FIU's U.S. Department of Transportation-funded Accelerated Bridge Construction University Transportation Center. Atorad, I'm very happy to talk with you today. Tell us about ABC. What is it?
ABC has been around for many years in different forms. Although we are seeing different forms of the ABC being used, let's say, since early 2000 in the U.S., but you can track it back to many years ago, especially in Europe, that ABC have been used in one form or another to reduce the activities on site. ABC is really looking at the bridge construction and design and the planning in a different ways than in the past. And the point that we are trying to emphasize now is really the safety aspect of the ABC. If you reduce the number of the construction activities on site, that translates into reducing the number of the accident, fatalities, injuries, property loss, and so on. So nowadays, actually more bridge owners and the contractors are looking at the ABC to enhance the safety. And the safety is the number one issue with the US DOT. So, but it has some other characteristic, which, as you mentioned, is reducing the interruption to the traffic and increasing the mobility. But the safety aspect of it, we believe, is the really important aspect of the ABC. Now, there is a perception out there that if you design and construct bridges using ABC, it's going to cost you more. Well, if you don't change your practice at the agency level, I mean, let's say at the state DOT level, and if you don't reshuffle and reorganize your departments and staffing in state DOTs, yes, maybe it may cost you 10-20% more initially, just the cost of the constructing the bridge, okay? But if you implement it at the agency level and even at the planning level, you incorporate certain steps that will facilitate the process, then ABC actually costs less. And there are some state DOTs in the U.S. that do that. So,
but let me interrupt for a second, because I really do want to get into the how these state DOTs should change. But tell us something about what this means in terms of how the bridge is constructed. And is there a change in design? Is it primarily a change in the construction and installation process?
Well, first of all, ABC, let me make you one comment. ABC, when you say I construct a bridge using ABC, there is a misconception out there that we are trying to do a shortcut. And we, rather than, for example, let's say it takes a 1 year or year and a half to construct a bridge, we try to do it in a weekend. Well, that's not really the case. What we are doing is the total construction time is about the same as the conventional. All we are doing is constructing most of the bridge elements off-site and then do minimal amount of construction activities on-site. So that's what we call accelerated bridge construction. But the total construction time of the bridge, it is about the same or even sometimes more. But we are reducing the number of the days and times that we have to be on site with respect to the construction. So there is a huge misconception, especially in the media, about the ABC, that they believe that we are trying to do a shortcut. That's not at all the case. In fact, the bridges that are constructed using ABC last longer, it's more durable, and if you do it right, it will cost less, actually.
So could I use a term like prefabrication to describe this, where you're making components in advance and in perhaps in another location and bringing them to the site and assembling them?
Yes, that is the one form. In fact, that is the most popular form of the ABC. ABC in the U.S., right now, really, there are three different major form of the using ABC. One of them is a sliding. Basically, you build a new bridge right adjacent the one that you're going to replace with, and then you slide it in, called a sliding. Another one is called the SPMT, which is building the entire bridge as a one piece and then transport it to the final site. And then the last form is the prefabricated that you mentioned, and that is the most popular form. What you do is that you break the bridge into bigger components and you prefabricate these big elements, and then you bring it to the final site and you join them together. Nowadays, we have ultra-high performance concrete that we recommend to use that in order to join them together, because the common sense says that the less joint in the bridge translates into a long service life.
So I'm thinking that one of the ways you had mentioned that you have a higher quality product, one of the ways you get a higher quality product is that you were building it under more close, carefully controlled conditions. This is the precast notion, for example. Is that an accurate description of what's going on?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, if you prefabricate it in a closed environment, for example, let's say in a precast plant, and then use a ultra-performance concrete to join them together in the field to solve that having a lots of joint problems, that's why you have a complete system that is very durable and lasts a very long time.
And the SPMT option, which you described, I think that translates into self-propelled mobile transporter so that you build the bridge nearby and then move it into place. Is that correct?
Exactly, exactly. And that is I believe that's a very good way of the building bridges using ABC, but it is actually the least form of the ABC that is used. And that is as a result of sometimes cost, but sometimes there is no option. You cannot even transport prefabricated elements to the site, because that will take probably a couple of weeks to complete the bridge. But if you use the SPMT, that may take only a day, a weekend.
But presumably if you use the SPMT, you're building it very close to the site.
Yes, that is the objective. You have a staging area, and you try to build it as close as possible so that the travel time from where you construct the bridge to the final site is as minimum as possible.
And obviously you need space. You need a path and a place to build the bridge.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes we refer that to as a bridge farm. You have heard the names probably. Some people use that term for staging area.
What a nice idea. We here in the Chicago area, we call it a parking lot. That's usually where it's done. So is ABC focused on a particular kind of bridge, a particular scale? I mean, I would think this works better for smaller bridges than larger bridges. Is that reasonable?
You know, that is an excellent question. The economy of using ABC, really, even in the longest span bridge, you can see that. It's a repetition. In the case of the longest span bridge, you build these components that is repeated. You build several big components, and that's how actually you can save. You can save time and money. But the application of it, we have very few longest span bridge, but we have many, many, of course, what we call bread and butter type bridges that are less than, let's say, for example, a couple of hundred feet. And that's where the ABC is really used. But the economy of the ABC actually can also be recognized in the longest span bridge by repetition and building these bigger components of the longest span bridge and then bring it to the site and assemble it. And there are some examples of that.
Are these almost all highway bridges, or do we see this done for rail bridges as well?
Could you repeat that? You said the rural bridge?
Railroad bridges.
Yes, absolutely. I think ABC really is used both for highway bridge and also railroad. Railroad industry have been using ABC for a very, very long time because for them, they cannot afford to shut down basically their operation even a day. So railroad bridges have been using ABC for many, many years.
I would think they're mostly steel bridges as opposed to reinforced concrete.
That's a very good question. What we are seeing right now, if you look at the statistic, if you look at the bridges that are constructed using conventional methods, you will see probably, I would say, out of maybe 5 or 6 bridges, you will see one is a steel and the rest is a concrete. But when it comes to ABC, actually we are seeing the reverse. We are seeing the number of the bridges that are being constructed using a steel and using ABC is equal or even maybe more than using a concrete girders for the superstructure. The reason for that is because, let's say you use a prefabricated form of the ABC. What do? You take a girder, steel or concrete, you cast the deck on top of that in the precast plant, and then you transport that prefabricated modular element, which is the girder plus the deck, to the site. Now, if you use a steel, that prefabricated modular unit is going to weigh less. You're going to need a lighter crane on site. So it's going to be faster, it's going to be cheaper. That's why you will see the contractors tend to use more steel girders in the ABC projects as compared to conventional methods. There are other advantages too with the steel. There is something called creep and shrinkage of the concrete. As the span length especially get longer and longer, if you have a concrete girder with a concrete deck on top of it, when you put these modulars, these units beside each other in the final location, matching the elevation of those prefabricated elements becomes a challenge because of the creep and shrinkage. If you use steel girders, you still have creep and shrinkage, but much, much less. So that's why you see in the ABC, people are using more steel for the girders as compared to the conventional, and you are seeing that trend.
So earlier you talked about the importance of state departments of transportation, the owner agencies, adapting their organization to facilitate ABC. Could you tell us what that means?
Sure. There are several, of course, sections within the state DOTs that are responsible for the planning and executing, designing, and the construction, maintenance of the bridges. Now, most decisions are made at the planning stage. For example, let's say you at the planning stage, you may say, I'm going to have so much budget, and in a given corridor, I'm going to be building, let's say, so many bridges. Now, at that stage, for example, there is a concept called bundling, where you can say, okay, I'm going to advertise maybe 20 of them at the same time. There are certain decisions that at the planning stage, if you are educated about the ABC and you have designers who understand ABC are involved, will help you to downstream when the project goes to the bridge divisions to make the final decisions, it will help to facilitate the use of the ABC. And the entire process will translate into saving money. So at every stage of the way, you have to think about the ABC, not just when the project goes to the bridge division. Right now, in most DOTs, all the decision at the planning stage and everything is done without even keeping in mind that there is something called ABC. It only goes when it goes to bridge division. That's when the bridge designers who are more familiar with the ABC, they say, oh, well, I can use ABC. But some decision that has been made early on at the planning stage could limit them for use of ABC.
So ABC needs to be integral to the organization to get full value from it. Is that correct?
It's also, exactly. There's also another element, I think. I think this is a probably, I have talked to many bridge owners, and I believe in order to use more ABC, we have to have federal government's involvement in the process. Because remember, ABC really, the biggest aspect of the ABC is the safety of the public and the workers. That is the most important aspect of ABC. Now, some contractors, not everyone, some contractors may favor to prolong the construction activities because of a number of different reasons. But there are many good contractors that are very well familiar with the ABC, and they do see the many advantages that ABC provides. Now, in order to bring everybody on board, all the contractors on board, because they are the key. The contractors are the key for implementing ABC. I think there is a room for implementing certain policies, especially if a federal money is used for bridge construction, that will encourage contractors to use ABC. And that is, I think, the key. And everybody understands that really we have to bring the contractors to the table, and we have to create a situation where it's a win-win situation from the public and the worker standpoint and the business standpoints. It's a reduction of the construction on site and the safety and the mobility. And part of the contractor, it has to translate into the profit. And right now, we do not have the formula that brings everybody to the table and agree that really ABC should be the form of the bridge construction. And hopefully in the future, we drop that A from the ABC and just simply call it bridge construction.
And we call it bridge construction. On that note, that's a great note to end on. I thank you very much. I trust that you're preparing your graduates to continue to lead in this area, and we'll watch what comes from your institution. Professor Azizi Nomini, thank you very much for talking to us this morning about ABC, or what will soon be BC. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for listening to The Infrastructure Show. If you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did, please subscribe to our podcast and encourage your friends to join us too. The Infrastructure Show is recorded at the Studio Media Recording Company in Evanston, Illinois, under the direction of Scott Steinman, recording engineer with a commitment to great sound. Our producer is Marion Sowers, a journalist with a passion for infrastructure. And I am Professor Joseph Schoeffer. Few people are more curious about infrastructure than I.